Good morning. This is Sunday, the 10th day of November 2019, and we begin this day at the quiet place in love and light and peace and prayer. And it's Sunday, so in addition to hearing from our Creator and the Holy Spirit of God amplifying the Creator's message, we also expect to hear from the Spirit of Jesus as He promised He would come. Well over 10 years ago, every Sunday, and give us something He wants us to think about during the coming week. And so we begin this day entering the secret chamber of the Most High, the quiet place at the core of our being, and we pray.
Hallowed be Thy name.
We conclude our spoken and sung prayers and continue into the sacred silence every day with this question we pray. Our Creator, God, what is it You wish for us to know today?
Through practice, one perfects that which they wish to do, or that which they are led to do. It is through practice that one gains confidence. Through practice, the dance is flawless in its movements. Through practice, the song is sweeter when it is sung. Through practice, the work is accomplished, and forward progress is recognized. Through practice, the ball arches just as it was meant to before falling into the basket. Through practice, you gain confidence in all you are to do. And this applies to your spiritual life as well. And the Holy Spirit says, when you set an intention to learn to do something, you can learn on your own, but learning on your own will probably take longer. Will include some missteps, some wrong notes, some wrong choices before you find the way to do it. But when making a decision to learn something new, that decision includes a teacher to show you what to do, then you gain confidence with the first step, with the first note, with the first opportunity for promotion, with the first play of the game. Being taught by a master brings confidence and success when you practice that which you have been taught.